addressing hundreds of people at Makokoba Identity Suburbs, Stanley Square, Swangilizwe Nkomo, said his father fought for a united Zimbabwe in which people were supposed to live in harmony despite ethnic and political differences. He said Zimbabweans should seek to live in harmony starting at the grassroots level.
It is the grassroots, the ordinary people, the ordinary men and women who suffer the brunt of conflict. For any lasting and enduring peace, there must be grassroots unity.
Veteran journalist Saul Gwakuba Ndlovu, who also spoke at the occasion, said it saddens him and other people who knew Nkomo well when some people maligned the late nationalist's name. He said Nkomo was a selfless leader who never sought personal gain throughout his political life.
He was asked whether if the British government was returning the country to the black people, he would like it to be returned as they found it in 1890. That is to say, when Matabeleland was a sovereign state with a sovereign leader, King Lobengula, and Mashonaland was a group of chiefdoms, each being independent unto itself, or whether he would like it to be returned as the British created it in 1894 when they brought the chiefdoms of Mashonaland together with the kingdom of Matabeleland to create Southern Rhodesia. And he said he wanted it as a unitary state. He was very strong about that. He was very passionate about that.
Some youths who attended the event said they took part in the commemoration as a sign of honor for the late Father Zimbabwe. War Veterans Minister and Makokoba Member of Parliament, Chinga Dube, said he was happy to be part of the commemoration.
Nkomo was a great leader, our national leader and the vice president of the country. So we're very happy to come and commemorate his death.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.